'Tis the season for Mother's Day. Often at this time, we look to scripture or pastors bring a message about mothers of the Bible. Crosswalk.com a couple of years ago put out a list that they called the top 10 most influential mothers of the Bible. Number one being Sarah, the mother who waited. We know that Sarah waited a long time to give birth to Isaac. And then right with her was Hagar, the mother who endured. She was the Egyptian slave and maidservant to Sarah. And she loved her son, although they were not treated the best. Rebecca, the mother who believed. She believed that she would have those sons that were promised to her. Leah and Rachel, the mothers who had to share. We know that that was an interesting situation of those sisters. There was Jochebed, the mother with a plan. She was the mother to Moses. And Samson's mother, the mother who followed the rules. She did everything to raise her child as a person dedicated to God from the womb. Naomi, a mother-in-law who shared her faith. She was the mother-in-law to Ruth in the Old Testament. Hannah, the mother who kept her promise. She gave her child back to God. And Samuel, her son, was raised at the temple. Elizabeth, the mother who believed in miracles. She was an old woman, and God used her to give birth to John the Baptist. And then, of course, Mary, the mother who was blessed among women. What is your legacy as you're raising your children, or maybe being a grandmother to those grandchildren? Are people looking to you, rising up, and calling you blessed because of your legacy of faith? Now, if we were to look closely at any of these 10 women, their lives were not perfect, and many of them did things that are recorded as things we might cringe at in their history. But God still used them, God still marked them as faithful, and you and I, we can leave a legacy as well, with God's faithfulness in our lives always pointing back to Him. You can make a difference. Leave a legacy of faith this Mother's Day. With Everyday Blessings, I'm Valerie Case.